वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 13 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ फ्यूचर मनुस एंड वी हैव अबाउट 20 और मोर वर्सेस दैट डजंट हैव पर्पोट सो आई एम गोइंग टू कीप रीडिंग टिल वी गो इनटू द नेक्स्ट चैप्टर। The next chapter, the verse 4 has a purport, so please bear with me and pay attention if possible. So this text 14, with great affection, the personality of Godhead bound Bali and then installed him in the kingdom of Sutala, which is more opulent than the heavenly planets. Maharaj Bali now resides on that planet and is more comfortably situated than Indra. Text 15 and 16. O King, during the 8th Manvantara, the great personalities Galava, Deeptiman, Parasurama, Aswatthama, Kripacharya, Rishyasringa, and our father, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Narayana, will be the 7 sages. For the present, they are all residing in their respective ashramas. Text 17. In the 8th Manvantara, the greatly powerful personality of Godhead, Sarvabhauma, will take birth. His father will be Devaguya and his mother will be Saraswati. He will take the kingdom away from Purandara, Lord Indra, and give it to Bali Maharaj. Text 18. O King, the 9th Manu will be Daksha Savarni, who is born of Varuna. Among his sons will be Bhuta Ketu and Deepta Ketu. Text 19. In this 9th Manvantara, the Paras and Marichi Garbhas will be among the demigods. The king of heaven, Indra, will be named Adbhuta and Dyutiman will be among the 7 sages. Text 20. Rishabhdeva, the partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will take birth from his father, Ayusman, and his mother, Ambudhara. He will enable the Indra named Adbhuta to enjoy the opulence of the 3 worlds. Text 21. The son of Upasloka, known as Brahma Savarni, will be the 10th Manu. Bhurisena will be among his sons. And the Brahmanas, headed by Havisman, will be the 7 sages. Text 22. Havisman, Sukrita, Satya, Jaya, Murti, and others will be the 7 sages. The Suvasanas and Virudas will be among the demigods, and Sambhu will be their king, Indra. Text 23. In the home of Visvasrasta, a planetary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will appear from the womb of Visuchi as the incarnation known as Visvakshena. He will make friends with the Sambhu. Text 24. In the 11th Manvantara, the Manu will be Dharma Savarani, who will be extremely learned in spiritual knowledge. From him there will come 10 sons headed by Satya Dharma. Text 25. The Vihangamas, Kamagamas, Nirvana Ruchis, and others will be the demigods. The king of the demigods, Indra, will be Vaidrita, and the 7 sages will be headed by Aruna. Text 26. The son of Aryaka, known as Dharma Setu, a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will appear from the womb of Vaidrita, the wife of Aryaka, and will rule the 3 worlds. 27. O King, the 12th Manu will be named Rudra Savarni, Devavan, Upadeva, Devasreshta, will be among his sons. 28. In this Manvantara, the name of Indra will be Prithadama. The demigods will be headed by Haritas. Among the sages will be Tapamurti, Tapasvi, and Agnidharka. 29. From the mother named Sunrita and the father named Satya Saha will come Swadhama, a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will rule the Manvantara. 30. The 13th Manu will be named Deva Savarni, and he will be very advanced in spiritual knowledge. Among his sons will be Chitrasena and Vichitra. Text 31. The 13th Manvantara, the Sukarmas and Sutramas will be among the demigods. Divaspati will be the king of heaven, and Nirmoka and Tattva Darsha will be among the seven sages. Text 32. The son of Devahotra, known as Yogeshwara, will appear as partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His mother's name will be Brihati. He will perform activities for the welfare of Divaspati. Text 33. The name of the 14th Manu will be Indra Savarni. He will have sons like Uru, Gambira, and Buddha. 34. The Pavitras and Chakshusas will be among the demigods, and Suchi will be Indra, the king of heaven. Agni, Bahu, Suchi, Sudha, Magadha, and others of great austerity will be the seven sages. 35. O King Parikshit, in the 14th Manvantara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear from the womb of Vitana, and its father's name will be Satyarayana. This incarnation will be celebrated as Brihadbhanu, and he will administer spiritual activities. Text 36. O King, now I have now described to you the 14 Manu appearing in the past, present, and future. The total duration of time ruled by these Manus is 1,000 yuga cycles. This is called a kalpa, or one day of Brahma. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purpose of 8th canto, 13th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Description of Future Manus. Now we go into chapter 14. We can see how, you know, we're reading so many verses, but without Prabhupada's explaining this, like actually there's no juice. It's kind of dry. So this is chapter 14, summary. Chapter entitled The System of Universal Management. This chapter describes the duties allotted to Manu by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the Manus, as well as their sons, the sages, the demigods, and the Indras, act under the orders of various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the end of every Chatur Yuga, consisting of Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Kali Yuga, the sages, acting under the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, distribute the Vedic knowledge, and thus reinstate eternal religious principles. Manu's duty is to re-establish the system of religion. Manu's sons execute Manu's orders, and thus the entire universe is maintained by Manu and his descendants. The Indras are various rulers of the heavenly planets, assisted by the demigods. They rule the three worlds. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also appears as incarnations in different yugas. He appears as Sanaka, Sanatana, Yajnavalkya, Dattatreya, and others. And thus he gives instructions in spiritual knowledge, prescribed duties, principles of mystic yoga, and so on. As Marichi and others, he creates progeny. As the king, he punishes the miscreants. In the form of time, he annihilates the creation. One may argue, if the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead can do anything simply by His will, why has He arranged for so many personalities to manage? How and why He does this cannot be understood by those who are under the clutches of Maya. Text 1. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, "O most opulent Sukadeva Goswami, please explain to me how Manu and the others in each Manvantara are engaged in their respective duties and by whose order they are so engaged." Text 2. Sukadeva Goswami said, "The Manus, the sons of Manu, the great sages, the Indras, and all the demigods, O king, are appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, such as Yajna." Text 3. "O king, I have already described to you various incarnations of the Lord, such as Yajna. The Manus and others are chosen by these incarnations, under whose direction they conduct the universal affairs." Purport. "The Manus execute the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations." So this is the verse with nice purport, long purport. So this is text 4. So we'll chant together. Should we chant, Archita Prabhu? Chatur Yugante Kalena Grastan Churti Gananyata Tapasarishayo Pasyan Yato Dharma Sanatana. Madhajis, please. Chatur Yugante. At the end of every four yugas, Satya, Dwapara, Treta and Kali, Kalena, in the due course of time, Grastan, lost, Shruti Ganan, the Vedic instructions, Yata, as, Tapasa, by austerity, Rishaya, great saintly persons, Apasyan, by seeing misuse, Yata, where from, Dharma, occupational duties, Sanatana, eternal. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: at the end of every four yugas, the great saintly persons, upon seeing the eternal occupational duties of mankind have been misused, re-establish the principles of religion. Purport. In this verse, the word dharma and sanatana are very important. Sanatana means eternal and dharma means occupational duties. From Satya Yuga to Kali Yuga, the principles of religion and occupational duty gradually deteriorate. In Satyuga, the religious principles were observed in full, without deviation. In Treta Yuga, however, these principles were somewhat neglected, and only 3/4 of the religious duties continue. In Dwapara Yuga, only half of the religious principles continue. And in Kali Yuga, only 1/4 of the religious principles, which gradually disappear. At the end of Kali Yuga, the principles of religion or the occupational duties of humanity are almost lost. Indeed, in this Kali Yuga, we have passed through only 5,000 years. Yet, the decline of religious dharma, decline of Sanatana Dharma is very prominent. The duty of saintly person, therefore, is to take up seriously the cause of Sanatana Dharma and try to re-establish it for the benefit of the entire human society. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started according to this principle, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.51. Kaler dosha nide rajan asti eku mahan gunan kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param vaje. The entire Kali Yuga is full of faults. It's like an unlimited ocean of faults. But the Krishna consciousness movement is very authorized. Therefore, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who 500 years ago inaugurated the movement of Sankirtan, Krishna Kirtan, we are trying to introduce this movement according to superior orders all over the world. Now, if the inaugurators of this movement strictly follow the regulative principles and spread this movement for the benefit of all human society, they will certainly usher in a new way of life by re-establishing Sanatana Dharma, the eternal occupational duties of humanity. The eternal occupational duty of the human being is to serve Krishna. Jivera Swarupa Hoi Krishnera Nitya Das. This is the purport of Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana means Nitya or eternal, and Krishna Das means servant of Krishna. The eternal occupational duty of the human being is to serve Krishna. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Asalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guru Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namane. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Adhistarane. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. So while reading this purport, so many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to mind. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually appeared in this world just to teach us this, how to be a perfect devotee, what it means to be a real devotee. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whenever he had like some free time, he would actually sit down and read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he actually predicted that Chaitanya Charitamrita is so nice, just to, you know, understand and relish. Even Westerners would learn Bengali just to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's very important, those of us have not read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, to actually read it. Take time to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and understand what we are really like aspiring for. And it's explained how Kali Yuga actually began just right after Krishna left, like 5,000 years ago. And the nature of Kali is it spreads like cancer, so like really fast. It gets worse and worse. And we could see it all around us. It doesn't, you know, take like a great vision to understand what's going on in the world. It's actually mentioned that how India was, you know, ruled by Muslims for like 700 years or something like that. And they couldn't change much. And the Britishers, they ruled India for like 200 years. They couldn't change much. But they say that the television did it in 30 years. So we're bringing Kali into our homes, and it's like in all directions, Kali, the influence of Kali is coming. And if you look at our authorities and the people we look up to and we feel inspired, it's actually very sad, you know, the leaders, the so-called leaders, they're blind. Andha yatha andai rupaniya manas te pishu tantra urudhamni badda. One blind person is following another, then, you know, we definitely don't go to the destination. We fall into a ditch. If we see all the people that are inspiring, the world is, you know, their lifestyle and their character is very bleak, very questionable. It's like I was reading about this sports star. It was like so many thousands of people are after him. But then he got implicated in this murder case. You know, his wife and the wife's paramour, both of them were killed. And they arrested this guy and put him in jail. And while he was in jail, actually the police actually took all his possession and auctioned it out. And it somehow or other, he got released. He was not guilty, so he got released. So he came out, and so many thousands and millions of people were happy for him that, you know, even though this guy was, you know, questionable. And then when he came out, you know, he was drinking with his friend, and the friend is telling him, you know, one of your trophies that you got, actually from USC, is made of gold, and the police auctioned it out, so it's not fair. And I know where it is. This trophy is actually in Vegas. We'll go get it. But just bring your gun for safety. So these guys are completely drunk and they show up in somebody's house with a gun and it's all been recorded. And they just go and take this trophy. And then believe it or not, he got arrested again for this, and this time he got 30 years in prison. Just for a trophy, you know. What is it? He pretty much traded his whole life in prison for a trophy. And it's like, you know, so you can say about pretty much every star, like there's something going on like this, you know. This is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means, you know, as long as you have money, then doesn't matter what kind of character you have, you can get away with it and still people love you. It's very sad actually. So we are actually surrounded by Kali everywhere. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. The pillars of Kali Yuga. And Prabhupada used to say, actually following these regulative principles, they don't make us spiritual. They only make us human beings. Prabhupada used to say they only bring us to this human platform. Amazing standards, huh? And so many more things. Kali Yuga, you know, people in the name of religion, there's like terrorism, and there's like wars and abortion, divorce and abuse on all levels. It's actually a very dark time. But it's explained just like when a patient is really, really sick. Then the doctor comes home to see the patient. Like I remember when I was in India earlier this year, I got so sick. I was so sick that, you know, my mother was trying to take me to the doctor. I said, you know, can you bring him here? She's like, no, we have a taxi, will just lie down. I couldn't even move. So, she brought the doctor to me, and the guy was like asking all questions about Gita and stuff. I was like, it's ecstatic, but it was so sick, he couldn't move. The doctor came to me. So, Kali Yuga is like that. People have, you know, Manda Sumanda Mathayo, Manda Bhagyo Padruta. People have Alpa Ayusa, Kalavasmin Yugejana. We're short-lived, your memory is short, or You know, we have like no interest in spiritual life, very little determination. On and on this goes, qualities of Kali Yuga. So when situation like this, then, you know, Krishna comes to us. Mahaprabhu's appearance actually marks the beginning of golden age, Sati Yuga, within this Kali Yuga. So we're very fortunate to be like, because Krishna appears once in 8 billion years. So Prabhupada used to say, recently Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, like 500 years ago. So compared to like 8 billion years, what is 500 years? You know? And Prabhupada, who was the empowered preacher, representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was here like, you know, just a few years ago. So we're very fortunate, and it's explained that whoever is intelligent in this age of Kali, they will take to this process of chanting and worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sangopangasa Parshade Yagyai Sankirtanai Prayer Ajantihi Sumedasa. Sumedasa means one who has some intelligence, they will take to this process of Sankirtan Yagya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually predicted, Prithivite Achayata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Habe Moranam, that, you know, all in every town and village, Mahaprabhu said, the glories of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, my holy names will be spread. And we heard before how many times people, even Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Sannyasis, God brothers of Prabhupada, even they thought it was just like a nice poem, like a poetic statement. But Prabhupada actually took it so seriously, and he's the one who spread it all over the world. So because of this Mahaprabhu's appearance, it's mentioned that saints and sages, they actually worship Kali Yuga. Because Kali Yuga, this age we live in, even though it's pretty dark, because of this Harinam Sankirtan, it's actually very glorious. It's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that even the demigods were standing in line to take birth in the earthly planet, in Bharatavarsha. It says that because in the heavens there's so much enjoyment, if you have too much enjoyment, you can't think of God. And in hellish planets, lower regions, there's so much suffering that you can't think of God. But this earth planet is like a perfect combination of hell and heaven. There's nobody completely suffering here, nobody completely happy here. It's mixed. It's a middle planetary system. And life is really short here. People live 60, 70 years. It's considered like an old man. And in that short life, like Prahlad Maharaj explains, you know, imagine we live 70 years, we sleep 35 years. And growing up and eating and bathing and all this takes another 15 years. So pretty much in 5, 10 years, that's all we have. And this few years, we can actually perfect our lives just by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So therefore, the demigods want to take birth in Kali Yuga. What's the use of like thousands and thousands of years of sense enjoyment? Few years of proper consciousness, that's what's most important. So the sages are worshipping Kali Yuga. Because even in Satya Yuga, for example, like people would go to forests, and Kriteya Dhyayato Vishnum, they will meditate for 60,000 years. 60,000 years of meditation without any distraction. Completely focused, senses controlled. We can't even do it for 6 minutes. One round takes about 6 minutes. If we hear actually one mantra when we're chanting 16 rounds, that's actually an accomplishment. We should be hearing everything, but unfortunately, the mind is so powerful. Kriteya Dhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makha in Treta Yuga. You know, people would perform like elaborate, like fire sacrifices. Dwapare Paricharyayam, Dwapara Yuga, elaborate deity worship. Kalal Tadhari Kirtana. Kali Yuga, just by doing Kirtan, we get benefits of all the above. And it's also mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, if you want to just go to Brahma's planet, which is like, you know, the topmost in this material universe, you have to have like 100 lifetimes of strict, pious, like dharmic lifestyle. You have to have 100 lifetimes to go to Brahmaloka. But we are always talking about going back to Godhead. It's Prabhupada's mercy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Can you imagine how difficult it must have been to, you know, even if you think something bad in other yugas, you have to suffer. Thank God we don't have to go through that in this yuga because we are always thinking bad. So, this is Sankirtan Yajna, and it's explained. Prabhupada explains how the problems, all the problems of the world, they're simply due to superficial differences. If you think about it, people are so much in the bodily concept, black, white, rich, poor, you know, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. Even if you're like Muslim, then I have a Muslim with this accent and you don't have an accent. I'm a Christian, then I go to this church and you're Catholic, you're going to hell. If I'm Hindu, then I'm this Hindu, you're not that Hindu. You know. It's all like superficial bodily concept. But if we take to this process of Sankirtan movement, we can actually go beyond all these superficialities. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Kurma Brahman. When Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, Kurma Brahman actually met him. And Kurma Brahman actually said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these waves of miseries caused by material existence, I can't take it anymore. Imagine like this very beautiful analogy, waves of material existence. Like when you go to the Venice beach or something, the wave never stops, you know. It never ends, it's just one wave after another, after another, after another. Similarly, these miseries of material existence, it doesn't leave a conditioned soul alone. Adi atmika, adi bhautika, adi daivika. We're always suffering. Problems in body, mind, problem from other living entities, problem from devatas, from higher beings. So we are constantly suffering. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't like listen to Kurma Brahma. He didn't buy into it. Mahaprabhu actually spoke very strictly to him. He said, never speak like this again. So that's where he gave this instruction. What is that? Krishna Upadesh. Yeah, yare dekho tare kaho Krishna Upadesh. Amara gyay guru hana tara hedesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Kurma Brahman that, you know, whoever you meet, whoever you come across, tell them about Krishna. Amara gyay guru hana. Under my direction and instruction, you become a spiritual master. And deliver whoever you come across. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually told him that by doing so, we will never be separated. You will always be with me. Mahaprabhu also used to spoke this verse, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karayavudha. Like in this translation purport, Prabhupada is talking about like Sanatan Dharma and what it means to be eternal. So Mahaprabhu said this verse, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi, that eternally we are actually Krishna conscious, but we have forgotten by this Sravanadi Suddha Chitte, by hearing our consciousness becomes purified. And then this eternal love for Godhead awakens. And it's amazing, for the next 2 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, he gave the same instruction. He was not talking about like converting a householder into a sannyasi or shave them up and make them brahmachari. I mean, it's wonderful. Somebody wants to join the ashram, but just saying like Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, he was giving the essence. Even in the talks with Ramananda Roy, there's so many beautiful verses Ramananda Roy spoke. Even Ramananda Roy quoted this verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Raja. Mahaprabhu said, if you know any better, go on, speak. There's something higher. And then Ramananda Roy came to this verse, Stane Stita, how is it start? Stane Stita Srutigatan Tanuvan Manobir Ye Prayaso Jito Ajito Pi. Jnane prayasa udapasya namante jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this verse as the topmost essence of Krishna consciousness, saying, whoever we are, whatever our ashram is, whatever our occupation is, we don't have to change, we just have to give oral reception, we have to listen to a self-realized soul speak about Krishna consciousness. And then, this way, ajito jito pitai srilokyam. Krishna's ajita is unconquerable, but he becomes conquered. So this is the essence Mahaprabhu gave. Same thing when Haridas Thakur, they actually gave capital punishment for Haridas Thakur for, you know, all he was doing was just quietly doing his japa and he was giving love to everybody that he came across. But this nature of this world is so evil, you know, and they want to give him capital punishment, and while they arrested him, he actually came across this prison camp. And when all the prisoners found out that a saint is coming in midst of us, they were actually very eager to actually get a blessing from him that they will be released from the prison. But when they met Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur blessed them, may you remain as you are. I mean, they couldn't believe their ears, you know. Because imagine a prison condition, especially in India back in the day, it's not very nice. And then when they heard a saint blessing them that they continue to be the way they are, they couldn't believe it. What kind of blessing is it? But Haridas Thakur explained to them that, you know, because you're, you know, poverty stricken and you have nothing going, you're humble, your heart is open, you're eager to hear and receive blessing. This is actually a very fortunate position. And Mahaprabhu said to them that, you know, develop good character, because without developing good character, even if we are chanting, it doesn't have any effect. It takes a long time for the chanting to fructify. And Mahaprabhu instructed them, develop good character and take to the chanting of the Lord's holy name. Prabhupada would give the same instruction, like the other day Ritu Prabhu was speaking in Bhakti House and he was mentioning how Prabhupada came across this Christian minister. And the minister had a bead bag, like a chanting beads, not bead bag. And Prabhupada was happy to see that. So he asked him, like, what is that beads for? And the minister told him, oh, I'm chanting the names of Christ. And Prabhupada was very happy. And Prabhupada asked him, like, are you vegetarian? And this minister said, yes, I am. Prabhupada was so pleased with him. Prabhupada spoke to him for like hours. So this is the essence. Prabhupada would encourage wherever, whoever he comes across, you know, like he would encourage them to chant Hare Krishna. Like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was encouraging the prisoners to chant Hare Krishna. It's funny, I was listening how one Maharaj was saying, you know, in the chart of prisoners, in the astrological chart of prisoners and brahmacharis, it looks the same. The chart actually shows that you're going to be like in confinement, you'll be restricted and so on and so forth. But then some brahmacharis were afraid, like, I may have to go to jail. But then the astrologer explained, no, it's the similar, it shows a similar, you know, status. And one friend who was in prison before, it's a devotee now, he was explaining how he used to wear orange inside the prison. Like if you're like under maximum security, they give you orange also. So wherever Prabhupada, whoever he met, he would encourage them to chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada wanted us to do this also. It's like one Mataji asked Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, you're explaining in your books and your lectures that, you know, devotees, like especially Matajis, you want us to be like humble and chaste and shy and like this. But then when we go on book distribution, we meet all kinds of men and we have to, like, you know, glorify them and be aggressive and sell a book. So Prabhupada said, yes, what's wrong with that? Prabhupada said, I was very aggressive when I came to your country alone. I took a cargo ship. I came to meet all kinds of people. Prabhupada said, without being aggressive, how could I have done that? And still this Mataji was like kind of bewildered. And then Prabhupada gave this famous example. We have to be like lion on the chase and lamb at home. Sometimes we're the opposite, right? We're like lion with the devotees, and then when we go outside, we're like shy. But it should be the other way around. So Prabhupada gave this instruction. And Kali Yuga is pretty dark. But the good news is that we have this medicine. NHE Aushadi Maya Nasi Varalagi Harinama Maha Mantra Lava Tumi Magi Jeev Jago Goro Chandra Bole. Mahaprabhu said, how long, how many millions of birds we've been sleeping in the lap of Maya, wake up and take this medicine, Harinam. So Mahaprabhu brought this treasure chest from the spiritual world and Prabhupada is distributing, and then, you know, Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. Prabhupada said, Mahaprabhu delivered one Jagai Madai, but in ISKCON we are delivering thousands of Jagais and Madai. Like we are the proof how, you know, it works. It's really interesting when I came along to Krishna consciousness to hear like what devotee's past was. It was like really amazing. Somebody was a prostitute, somebody was a butcher, somebody was like doing armed robbery, somebody was a hairdresser, you know, it's like unexpected, like you wouldn't expect, ordinarily speaking, that such and such people will be so saintly. But this process works. So especially more and more, especially the way the world is going, we have to make a presence, we have to be outside more and reach out to people without worrying about the results. We have to distribute Krishna consciousness, and there is hope. Any questions or comments?
That in 2012 the Mayan calendar ended. Do we take any sign of that?
No.
Thank you, Prabhu.
We have our own calendars, and it's more accurate, and it's more given by like perfect beings. And as far as this word Kaivalya, it just means like liberation. And devotees really don't worry about liberation, because when we are Krishna conscious, Krishna takes care of that. So we're really not here to take, you know, become liberated. We are here to become Krishna conscious and distribute Krishna consciousness. And then Archita Prabhu wants to say something.
Thank you, Shastrakrit Prabhu, for a nice class. This Kaivalya is not just liberation, it means impersonal liberation. And the devotees are not interested in that. Kaivalyam narakayate. They think of it like going to hell. They'd rather go to hell than getting impersonal liberation.
Thank you for your class today. Is there any distinction between Maya, Samsara, and Mitote?
What's the last one?
Mitote, it is the Native American, I believe it's the Native American form of Maya.
I don't know about the Native American, I'm not aware of that, but when you're in Maya, then you go through this Samsara. So in that connection, that's related. Because when you're in illusion, you identify with your body and mind and you do all kinds of horrible activities that leads you to another birth. And then you have to enjoy or suffer what you did in the past, and then that leads to another birth. So Maya and Samsara are related in that sense.
Then Maya would sort of be the surface level that you can recognize as it happens, and Samsara is just swimming in it and not even being aware of it.
I don't understand what you're saying, but yeah, okay.
Well, my friend pointed out when I have doubt about my life, then they say, my friend, Maya, be careful of Maya. And I'm able to pull back and say, yes, I understand. Whereas I recognize when I'm walking perhaps in the city and I see people flowing around me that simply seem to be caught. And even if you said to them, my friend, pull back, Maya, Maya, you know, they would say, what are you talking about?
Even if you know what's Maya, Maya is so powerful, we actually need a lifestyle and technique to overcome Maya. Krishna explains that in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam evaye prabhadyante mayam etam taranti. Krishna says this Maya is Krishna's energy, so it's way too powerful for us to overcome. But if we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna can free us from Maya. It's not about knowing that there is Maya, but how to get out of it. That's another whole science. This Karuna Mataji had is her hand up, and then we'll end from there.
I appreciate your comment about the in the astrology, the brahmachari and the person in the jail have the same, because in the 12th house the 12th house is the house of institution. So you could be in any kind of institution and live there, and then say, depending on the planet and the house and the different indications of what kind of institution it would be. So, but also, just yesterday, my husband and I were talking about when Saturn and the Moon come together in someone's chart, then that's a sign of a sannyasi. But it also could be a sign of someone who is mentally not normal. So. I said, well, why is that? And he said that that's because the sannyasi gives up everything material. So from the point of view of everyone externally, they would think that that was some kind of insanity, but it's not. But in the insane person, the reason why it appears so abnormal is because his renunciation is it's actually foolish. So it's not actual genuine renunciation.
All right, thank you. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And any astrological questions you can ask Acharya Narottam. He's expert at that science.